I think it's kedai and geschmack to discuss something. It's definitely a digression from what it is that we're learning. Stating that today, as we will see, is very much the day to discuss it. And that is an epic mechkar from the great Goyen, Rabbi Reuven Margolis. Now this mechkar, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, mentions briefly right here in a sefer in the Tzutzayar, Chulin Daf Chaf, but it's much more ba'arichos in a sefer lecheker shemus v'kinuyim betalmid, and it's Perek Yud Gimel, pages Nun Gimel, Nun Dalid, Nun He, and Nun Vav. And it begins with a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Mesechtes Chala. It's Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid. Yerushalmi says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Senu Shabbegoylo, the Rabbonim, the Gdoile Yadar in Bavel, Hoyu Mafrish and Chumas and Maestres, they used to be Mafrish, Chumas and Maestres in Chotzlaritz, meaning in Bavel, Achabo HaRoivin Ubit Loisan. Until the Roivin came, and they were Mevato, the Indian. Man Inun HaRoivin, Freyti Rishalmi, who were the Roivin that were Mevato, Chumas and Maestres in Bavel? And for Rishalmi, a one-word answer, Targumanya. You want to know who they were? They were Targumanya. Tosfos in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph quotes this Yerushalmi that until the Roivin, Man Inu a Roivin Targumanya came, the Yidden used to be Mafresh Chumas and Maisers and Bavel. They went ahead and they were Mevatalit, and he says Targumanya V'loy Noida Perushai. The Baal Tosfos did not know what this meant. If you take a look in one of the Mefarshim on the side of the Yerushalmi, the Rash Sirlio, he also says that. He says, Lo Yodana, says, I don't know what this means. Who exactly were the Roivim? And the Gemara asks, who were the Roivim? And answers, Targumanya. But Arvach Arvatzarech. I don't know who the Targumanya were. So apparently we were supposed to not know who the Roivim were. And Targumanya doesn't seem to have clarified this issue. In fact, if you look at the Rosh in that same sugya over there in the fourth parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Rosh has a whole arichos, and he suggests different pshatim, all a little bit dachuk, trying to figure out man inun haroivin, and the answer to that is Targumanya. What exactly is going on in this Yerushalm? If you take a look at the Pnei Moshe on the side of the Yerushalmi, the Pnei Moshe says as follows, Targumanya, hein ha-metargimim ha-achroinim. These were the last metargimim. Targumim miloshin, targum unkelis, and targum yoinesin, right? These were the last metargimim, u-bnei Rab Chiya nikra in Cain. And you find that the sons of Rab Chiya were referred to as this, says Rab Reuven Margolis. What does the Pnei Moshe mean? He means the Gemara in Chulin, Taf Chaf Amar Aleph, a Gemara that we learned together. We learned the Gemara that said that the Bnei, Reb Chiya said, Mitzvahs, Malika, Machse, Simonim, Lechayra, Efo, Malik, Ikadamri, Af Machse, Vikadamri, Machse, Dafka. But Omer Rab Yanei, Rab Yanei said, Yekablu HaRoivin as Tshuvasan. The Roivin should be Mekabel that Tshuva. Rashi says, who were the Roivin? They were the Bnei Reb Chiya. And the reason they were referred to as Roivin is because they were Na'arim. So says the Pnei Moshe, without quoting the Gemara Chulin Daf Chaf, he says, you find that the Bnei Reb Chiya were referred to as a Roivin, and the Chura, what the Yerushalmi is saying is that Rabbi Seinu Shebegoylo Hayom Afrish and Chumas Umaisris, until the Roivin, the Bnei Reb Chiya came, and they were Mevatalit. They weren't Mevatalit because they made like some bad Gzeira. They were Mevatalit because they explained from Rayas that you don't have to be Mafrish, Chumas Umaisris, and Bavel, and you shouldn't do it. Umaninu HaRoivin, you want to know who these Roivin were? Targumanya. They were the people that were the Metargimim HaAchroinim, which is like a very nice toyar to have. And the Roivin of this very cryptic Yerushalmi is really referring to the Bnei Reb Chiya. Rabbi Reuven Margolis says that with this beer in Man Inu HaRoivin Targumanya, I think you could be miyash of something that a lot of people were very mystified about. So this is just a little bit of an introduction to this. And that is, if you take a look at the Sefer Toldos Tanon V'Amayram, by the entry, Chizkiya Turgemina. So he says as follows. He says that the Sefer HaYuchsin, the Seder HaDeiris, who wrote bibliographies on all the Svarim and all the Tanam Damayram, they omitted, they never mentioned somebody by the name of Chizkiya Turgemina. And he brings from all the Chevra, even quotes the Deiris HaRishonim, they all were matmiya on the Sefer HaYuchsin and the Seder HaDeiris. Hayitochin, they didn't mention Chizkiya Turgemina. By the way, just by way of history, so the Sefer HaYochsen lived a lot before the Seyyid HaDeiros. Sefer HaYochsen was the classic work in terms of going and codifying who all the Tanaim and Amiram were. The Seyyid HaDeiros was written as a pirish on the Sefer HaYochsen. But one of the things he did was, is wherever the Sefer HaYochsen missed somebody, he went ahead and he included him. So the Sefer HaYochsen doesn't have Chizkiya Turgemina, and the Seyyid HaDeiros, the classic Ben Benoishel classic work, right? When he goes ahead and he's Magia, the Sefer HaYochsen, he doesn't say you miss Chizkiya Turgemina. Okay, so who's Chizkiya Turgemina? He's mentioned in a Bereishis Rabba. It's in Perek Samechei. Chizkiya Turgemina said a pshat in a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chavav. Chizkiya Turgemina Amar Kisheva Toyeva is Beliba. Yatam Moitze Toyeva Achas Ksiba Toyeva Vekasuba Eser etc. 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 Zok the Toldos Tanam Vamiram Ubechinam. That all the chevra, and he quotes all of them, that went after the Yuchsin and that went after the Seyyid HaDeiros, they were wrong for doing it. You know why? Ubimchilas, kfaydam, kulam shagu b'raya. They all made a terrible mistake. The Einze Shem Amayra. Because the Chizkiya Turgemina that's mentioned in that Bereishis Rabba is not a Chizkiya Amayra. Ach koi al Chizkiya HaMelech. It's referring to Chizkiya HaMelech. What Sheikh is? When's the last time you saw a drasha that Chizkiya HaMelech said, right? I mean, come on, if you're going to say that, Olech Alav Yarai. He says, I'll tell you why, because it's Yodua that from Perek Chafei until the end of Mishlei, that's related, or that was written by the Anshei Chizkiya. This is what he says. And this pasuk that the Medrash over there is explaining is a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chavav. And being that that was written by the Anshei Chizkiya, so Memelo, the Medrash is saying a pshat that Chizkiya HaMelech, because it was him and his chevra that actually sat down and put this all together, that they had in the Oimek HaKavan, in the premius of one of those pesukim. But either way, everybody went after the Yuchsin and the Seyyid HaDeiros for not mentioning Chizkiya Miturgemana. You know it is, Zok Toldos Tanam Vamayram, it's Chizkiya HaMelech. So without quoting this whole Toldos Tanam Vamayram that we're inserting, Zok Rabbi Margolis, that everybody tried figuring out who's Chizkiya Miturgemana. So I'll tell you exactly who he is. We have a Yerushalmi that says Achabo Haroivin Ubitloisan. Uman Ninun Haroivin Turgamanya. Who were the Roivin? Zok the Pnei Moshe? It was the Pnei Rabchia. See Chulin 28. It's a Mefurish Gemara that they're referred to as the Roivin. What were the names of the Pnei Rabchia? Yehuda and Chizkiya. See, he says it's Poshit. Chizkiya Turgemana is based on this Yerushalmi. On the Pnei Moshe, his Pshat, which is really based on a Mefurish Gemara, Chulin Daf Chav. If that's the case, you want to know why they didn't have Chizkiya? It's not Chizkiya HaMelech. Come on, that's not what it is. It's Chizkiya, the son of Reb Chiya, one of the Bnei Reb Chiya. Why would he be called Turgemana? It's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. Mesech Tischalak, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. We're just getting started. Zok Rav Margolis, that it's interesting, throughout Yerushalmi, Reb Chiya, the great Reb Chiya, is referred to as Reb Chiya Rupa. He's known as Reb Chiya Rupa. It says, if you look at the Mefarash Yerushalmi, so they say, why was he called Reb Chiya Rupa? Rupa's Milashin Rabba. In fact, Shabbos, Taflamit Ches, Reb Chiya is referred to as Reb Chiya Rabba. The Rambam in the Meira, in a place, he talks about Reb Chiya, he calls him Reb Chiya HaGadol. And it's because the Gemara referred to him as Reb Chiya Rabba. And in Yerushalmi Shprach, Rupa and Rabba is the same. But Rav Margolis said, I started thinking a little bit, if the Bnei Reb Chiya were referred to as Roivin, then could it be that the reason Reb Chiya Daika was referred to as Reb Chiya Rupa, it's Miloshin Roivin? And by the way, it would probably be not Reb Chiya Rupa, but Reb Chiya Roiva. The Roivin came from Reb Chiya the Roiva. So I thought maybe I'm onto something, but then I noticed. You know who else is referred to as Rupa in Yerushalmi? It's in Mesechtes Brachos Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia is also referred to as Rav Hoshia Rupa. He says, take a look in Bereishis Rabba, Perek Nun Aleph, where the Medrash tells a story about Rav Hoshia and refers to him as Rav Hoshia Turgemana. He says, that can't be a coincidence. That we have a Yerushalmi that says, Achabo Haroivin, Umaninu Haroivin, Targumanya. And here I have that Rav Hoshea is referred to as Rav Hoshea Rabba, and he's also referred to as Rav Hoshea Torgamana. I don't know anyone known as Ruba. I don't know anyone that's known as Torgamana. And I have Rav Hoshea being referred to as both. And Chabai Yerushalmi Man Inun Aroivim Targamanya. And by the way, the Pnei Moshe said, based on what seems to be a Mufurish Gemara Chulin Daf Chas, that who are the Roivim? It's the Pnei Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya is also referred to as Ruba. So it sounds a little bit like Ruba and Torgamanya had something inherently to do with each other. But if that's the case, then Maninu Haroivin, like Rashi says, Uchun Davchav, they were kids, and Targumanya, because they were Metargum, that would be good for the Bnei Reb Chiya. They're Roivin and they're Targumanya. They happen to be children, they're Na'arim. They also happen to be Metargumin. But that wouldn't explain Rabbi Ishia, who's referred to as Ruba, and is, or Reba, and is referred to as Targumanya. I wouldn't explain why Reb Chiya is being referred to as Targumanya. It sounds like there's a little bit more going on over here. Then Mrs. Rabbi Margol says, the whole Yerushalmi is a Pella. Even the way the Pnei Moshe learns, every single pshat, there's literally 15 pshatim in this Yerushalmi, but every single pshat is a Pella. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Seinu Shebegoyel Hayim Afrishin Chumas U'Maisris Achobo Haroivin U'Bitlu Oislan. Man Inu Haroivin Targumanya. Man Inu Haroivin? Who are the Roivin? Who? It's the Bnei Reb Chiya that are the Metargumim U'Achreinim. Just a washing, man. Inu, and I know it's Yerushalmi, so you have to be careful when you medayik the Lashonah Yazov of the Yerushalmi. Oh, but fart, man. Inu Haroivin Targumanya. It's Enu Eme Elder Sheni. It's why Tosfos said Lo Yisparish. It's why the Rashmi Sirliyo said Lo Yisparish. It's why the Rosh started changing gear size. Some switch it, by the way, from Roivin to Doivim, to Dubin, and it's referring to the Persians, and the Persians made a decree against Shumas and Maestras, and we know from Avodah Zarah Daf Beis that Paras is Nimshal Ladoiv, right, as Basel like a Doiv, and V'chulu, V'chulu. It was such a mystery. Everybody was so not sure what was going on over here, but the bottom line is something is going on. Zok Reb Ruvim Margolis. I found in a sefer. And by the way, this is Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, pun intended. Not pulling something out of his hat, but pulling something out of his library. And that is, there's a sefer that was written in the early 19th century. The sefer was called Tfuas Haaretz. It was written by a great goyin. His name was Rabbi Yosef Schwartz. Now, just to give you an idea of what prominence this sefer Tfuas Haaretz once played, the sefer was actually translated into English in the early 19th century by the legendary Isaac Leeser, who's one of the founding fathers of American Jewry. And if you know, you know, he translated what he believed were the very, very important critical works into English. So the English-speaking Jews in the early 19th century would be able to understand a little bit the Yiddishkeit and have access, right? He translated the Tanakh. He translated the Rambam's Animam. This is one of the things he translated. He translated this sefer called Tfuas Haaretz. Now, the tachlis of the sefer Tfuas Haaretz, the purpose of it was, it talks about all laws related to Eretz Yisrael. On page Tez Zayin, in parentheses, this is where Rabbi Ruvim Margolis is on an island of Zohar. On page Tez Zayin, in parentheses, the Sefer Tfuas Haaretz, this great goyin, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, is bringing this Yerushalmi that talks about being mafish shumas ma'isus bebavel bezman hazeh, and he brings this inyan achabo haroivim a bitul man inu haroivim targumanya. So he says lefi daiti, I think hakavana of targumanya is haturgumanya. V'hi uma achzoris v'kovshu eretz bavel v'gazru gzeris al yisrov leinichu lekayim hamitzvos. That it's referring to a certain ummah. And these people were known as the Torgemanya. They were a very, very, very horrible group of people. And they laid siege on Bavel at the time that Amiram were living there. And they were guys of different gzeirois. And I believe that's what the Torgemanya is over there. Rumor goes pulled another sefer out of his library. And this sefer is called Sheva Chachmos. It was written by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein, passed away in the year 1912. Now, this is a sefer that was written on all the geographical locations that are mentioned in the Torah, in Tanakh and in Chazal. This is what this is. Under the entry of Targumanya, by Tov, says this Yid, Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein. He says that I found many different pshatim in this Yerushalmi that talks about Turgamania. He said, but the pshat that I like the best, and that's the reason I'm including this in my geography work, is that Targumania is not referring to Metargamin. It's actually a place. That's the Rabbi Yosef Schwartz. Shehi umas Turgamania. It's Beturkistan, that's where it is, Al Yama Kaspi, by the Caspian Sea. Shekovsha Eretz Bavel, they were Kovish Eretz Bavel, Ubatla Mitzvahs, and they were Mevatel the Mitzvahs. And he goes on and he says that Vehema Bitlu Yeshivis Rabbis, Vegozruk Zeris Rabbis Kiyadua, Vehema Mishubachim Bekiris Ha'olam. And he says, if you study world history, you know what you're going to find? That they were very, very famous. Because there was a talent that these people had that nobody had. They were able to do something better than everybody else. You know what that was? They were Roivei Keshes. They were archers. K'moisha Omer HaSofer Ilovowski HaRusi, he quotes some Russian historian, who wrote a lot about that. V'lochein said this Yid Rav Lichtenstein, Nikru'u Roivim. He says that's why they were called Roivim. It's Miloshin Roivei Keshes. And that says Rav Lichtenstein in his Sefer Sheva Chochmais, I believe is what Turgamania is. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Seinu Shebegolo Hayim Mafrishin Chumas Umaismas, Ad Shebo HaRoivim, the Roivim, the archers, the Chevu with machine guns, the Blitzkrieg, when they came, Upitlu Oysan, Uman Inu HaRoivim, who are these Roivim, who are these archers? Targumania. These are the people that came from Targumania. He said from all the he doesn't even know what it meant. He said, Leis Parish, we don't know, we never have a Messiah on it. He said, but from all the pshatim that I saw, based on Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, the Baltfus Haaretz, and based on this Russish historian, Ilovowski, his first name is like Vladimir or something. But the bottom line is, based on this person, if you put it all together, I believe that this is the pshat that's not Mikola pshatim, and that's what's going on over here. Said Rabbi Ruven Margolis, that the way that Rav Lichtenstein explained to Yerushalmi was that it was based on Gzeiras. It was based on Gzeiras from these Chevra that were Roivei Keshes, and it was based on Gzeiras from these people that came from Turkestan by the Caspian Sea, Turgamania, which apparently if you study the history of that Kufa, you're going to become quite acquainted with these people, and they're archers, and that's the reason that they're referred to as Roivim. But at the same time, there's Makom to say, Al Pi Darkish Al Apnei Moshe. They're really, who are the Roivim over here? The Roivim were the Bnei Reb Chiya, right? That's who the Roivim are. The Roivim are really the Bnei Reb Chiya. And why they called Roivim? So we assume they're called Roivim because they're Na'arim. And the Yerushalmi says, Man inu ha-Roivim Targumania. Why? Because they were the Matargumim. But Yesh Loima, it was the Bnei Reb Chiya, and the Mahalach is Taka that they were Mevatel it al pi Alocha, based on Brises, not based on they're coming with force and they're doing it. But here's the point. They themselves came from Targumania. They themselves came from the place that the Roivim came from. And they're the Roivim. Meaning, Al Pi Darkoi, that the Roivim are a group of people that came from Targumania. Man Inu HaRoivim Targumania. So the Bnei Reb Chiya could be were Roivim who came from Targumania. And that's exactly what this is. As a matter of fact, anyone that came from Targumania would be known as a Roivim. And that's why the Bnei Reb Chiya are Roivim, because they come from this area. Oh, Reb Chiya also is known as Reb Chiya HaRoivim, because he comes from the same place of Targumania. And by the way, Rav Oishia is also referred to as Rav Oishia HaRoivim, because Rav Oishia also comes from this place of Targumania. You're going to tell me, where's this place, Roivim? I'm not so comfortable with this. So he says, take a look in the Igeres of Rav Shvira Goyen. In Rav Shvira Goyen's Igeres, he talks about, you know, Babylonian Jewry and all the Resh Galuses and the Resh Masiftas. And he talks about a Yid whose name was Rav Raboi Meiroiv. Say this 10 times. Rav Raboi Meiroiv. So his name was Rav Rabui, right? Shem Aleichem Rav Rabui. And where did he come from? He came from a place called Roiv. And it's based on a Gemara, Mesach Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. Vigam Roiv, the city of Roiv, was Eroi Shal Rav Raboi. And he talks about it in a bunch of places. There was a city that was known as Roiv. He says, never heard of this city called Roiv. He says, it's Enei Rachik, that this city of Roiv is really Targumania. And you want to know what's going on over here. When we say Roiv, it's the city of Ruba. That's the Rav Chiya Ruba. not Rab Chia Rabba, that's Rab Oishia Rubba, not Rab Oishia Rabba, but it's Rab Chia and Rab Abba that came from the place of Tagramanya, and you could learn the Yerushalmi the way Andrew want to learn the Yerushalmi, and that is that Man Inu HaRoivim are people, not Gzeris, but it's Chachamim. But who are the Roivim? The Bnei Rab Chia, they called the Roivim because they come from Rubba, and what is Rubba? Man Inu HaRoivim, Tagramanya, this is the place where they come from, and it's for that reason, this is what they would be referred to as. You know, Reuven Margolis says, I found one more Amira that was also referred to as Ruba. You know what that is? This is in Yerushalmi. It's in Mesechtes Maiser Sheni. It's Perikei Alocha Aleph. The Yerushalmi over there says, Pekun Sholin the Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. They said, go ask Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. The Bachnes Lei Kol Mas Naisa. Because I heard him on every Braisa, and there's nobody that is medactic in Braises as well as Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. We have three people that were known as Ruba. Rab Chia Ruba, Rav Hoshia Ruba, and here you have Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis. What do we know about Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba? It was Bachnes Lei Kol Mas Naisa. He knew every Braisa perfectly. What do we know about Rab Chia and Rav Hoshia? They're the authors of the braises that we have. And the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Gimel that any braisa that's not from the braises of Rav Chia and Rav Oishia, Azazor, so he says it's not rochik to say that the Yidden that lived in Ruba, they were very medactic in braises. Is it a coincidence? Rav Yitzchak Ruba, Rav Hoishia Ruba, and Rav Chia Ruba? And what's their greatness? Their Bekim and braises? And that's the oimik in this Yerushalmi over here. Rabbi Seinu Shabagoy Lohoi Marfish and Chumas and Maiswis, Achabo Haroiv in the Bitloisim, because the Chever from Ruba, they were medactic in braises on this level, and they were mevatel it because this was an area of expertise that they had. Says Reuven Margolis, with all of this, maybe it could be miyashiv, what I believe is a puzzle. It's mamish a riddle. There's a tikune zayir chadash. This is on daf tzadik ches amir aleph. The tikune zayir chadash says as follows: Kol rav mi bavel, the rebbe me aridi Yisrael, the rava mishar arim. Any person that's called Rav, it means he came from Bavel. Any person that's called Rebbe, it means he came from Eretz Yisrael. And any person that's called Rava, he means he came from Shar Aaron. He came from other lands. First, Rav Reuven Margolis is fake ashes. First, what does it mean, other lands? Other? That's just like other? Anywhere else on the globe? Right? Also, where do you find anywhere that Rava is a Lashon of Tyre? Rav is a Lashon of Tyre. Rebbe is a Lashon of Tyre. He said, I never found one person who was known as a Rava. Rav is a name, right? Rav, as in Abayva Rav, there's a lot of Rav Achabreda Rav, right? There's a lot of Ravas that we know about. But those are the names of a person, which Pashtus was just short for Reb Abba, right? That's what Rav is. But you don't find anywhere somebody's known as Rav Akiva, Rav Tarfin, Rav Yoichanan. We have Rav, we have Rebbe, we don't have Rav. It doesn't even exist. And what would it mean that they came from Shar Aaron? See, he says, I don't know if it's Rochik to say that there was a little bit of a tayus over here. It's not Rav, it's Ruba. And Ruba is something you do find. Rav Chia Ruba, Rav Oishia Ruba, Rav Yitzchak Ruba. You find the Roivin. That's a Lashon, that's a Nusach that you do find. You find already the concept of a Ruba. And who were these Ruba Chevra? The Ruba Chevra, these were people that came from Targumanya. He said, if you study the history of Targumanya, when they came and they attacked, so what happened was they attacked Bavel, and they annexed Bavel. They became part and parcel. So he said the ancient Bavel didn't include this area of where the Reve Keshes were, what's known as Ruba or Reva. But the newer area already did. That means that when the Yidden were living in Bavel, really Bavel was made up of two parts. There was the Ira Atika, right? It was the old city. And then there was this new area, this annexed area, which included in it Targumanya. That was the Metzias. So really the Gedolim were being harbored in three places. The Yidden were coming from Eretz Yisrael, then Vanet Kim Tayid from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Yisrael, from Tveria mostly then, right? And then you have a Yid that's coming from Bavel. Oh, but when Bavel itself, are you coming from the Ira Atika? Or are you coming from this annexed area? That's the Kol Aaron. Kol Aaron doesn't mean he came from Spain. Kol Aaron means that he's coming from that area. And it's not Kol Rava. He says, I don't think it's Rochik to say there was a Tois, but rather what it was Kol Ruba. Either way, again, this is classic Rav Reuven Margolis. First of all, like in the same Shtickle Torah, you have a Tikune Zohar Chadash and Lahavdil, this Russian historian, which is something only he could do. But the bottom line is that we have a Gemara here in Chulin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yani heard the Bnei Rav Chiya's halacha related to be Machsa Simonim when it comes to Malika, and he said, Yekablu HaRoivin Es Chuvasan. May the Roivin be Mekabel Shuvasan. Rashi says, who are the Roivin? They're Na'arim. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, Lulei the Mistaf, he doesn't say Lulei the Mistaf, no. But Lulei the Mistaf, maybe you could say that you want to know why the Bnei Reb Chiya were called Roivin. They're called Roivin for the same reason their father Reb Chiya was called Roiva. For the same reason Rav Hoshia, who comes together with Reb Chiya like Abaye V'Rav and Rav Yechon Rish Lakish, was also called Roiva. It's based on the Yerushalmi Masech Teschalo Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, Man Inu HaRoivim Targumanya. This is a line in Yerushalmi that mystified the Gedolei Arishonim. But he says maybe the Pshat is based on what Rav Yosef Schwartz, that great guy, said in his classic work. So classic it was translated by Lieser. But that classic work called Tfuas HaAr, and it was added to by Rabbi Yechiel Lichtenstein in his Sefer Sheva Chachmes, that there was a place called Targumanya. These people came and they became part and parcel of Bavel. There were Yidden that were born on the Bavel side. There were Yidden that were born on the Targumanya side. It sounds a little bit like maybe the ones that were born on that side, the ones that were born on that side were actually more medactic in Mishnayos and Braises, and that's the Oimik in Masech Teschalo. Ad Shebo HaRoivin Obit Lois Maninu HaRoivin. And by the way, that's where Rabbi Yechiel Ravoichi had their Braises are the best Brysons. And that's why you find a Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, who also Bachnislay in Brysons, because he knows Brysons than anybody else. And by the way, Kubi, that's the Oymik and Argamar over here in Masech Teschulin. That you have the Bnei Rabbi said something, and they're Roivin. I wasn't mean they're Roivin, they're not archers, but it means they come from the places where the archers come. And they're very, very medactic in Mishnayos and Brysons. I'm Rabbi Yanai told them, Yekablu HaRoivin Es Chuvasan. He says, you're a Roiva, you're supposed to know this. You come from the area where the medactic, your father's braces are on a pedestal. Your father's chavrusa of Oshnia, his braces are on a pedestal. Even Rabbi Yitzchak, who's a landsman of yours, is on a pedestal. And you missed the end of a Mishnah. Yekablu a Roivin as Chuvasa. He was referring to him as Roivin over here, because that was the Midah, that was Darkei of the Roivin. Either way, extremely, extremely thought-provoking. Definitely from the more dramatic, Chiddush-wise pieces of Rav Reuven Margolis. Literally, we're creating a city and a whole culture of the way Torah was learned over there. But again, this is a line in the Yerushalmi that the Rishonim said lo yisparish. And as a result, hinichu min shamayim makom ligdar. Either way, this is what we call classic, ben benoishal classic, Rav Reuven Margolis.